That was William Vitalis with Open My Eyes to the World. Welcome to tonight's program of Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. The program Let's Find Out is about the union of science, spirituality, and the ultimate raising of human consciousness. Let's Find Out brings you knowledge and inspiration of your inner divine temple. The universe is expanding, and we must join in, because that's what cures and that's what higher learning is all about. There's a new wave of illumination flowing onto the planet and throughout the planet Earth. The BBS radio station is dedicated to bringing this information to the world in various ways. There are many programs and subjects on BBS radio, as there are culture and languages. There is a team of tireless people producing and editing programs to bring you viewpoints of how to grow within and develop the strength in your body and your own spirituality. This brings new understanding, expansion, new programs, awareness on how to improve your life, and messages from the unknowns. If spirituality can be considered a movement, then the Let's Find Out program is one that shares the most talked about of topics. Perhaps this is because it has the power to be a conduit for self-definition, born with an inner longing to cultivate a purposeful life and establish a deeper connection to the universe. The ultimate desire of human consciousness is to connect with your blessed higher self. This is going to become more and more apparent as we travel through 2018 and 2019. This wave of new energy, the double helix that came to us in 2012, has a purpose, and it helps you to manage your emotional body. Meditation is key and strengthens and guides us to be able to give just a little bit more. Take the time. Be sure to listen to your favorite shows on BBS Radio. Who can predict the energy and triumphs that will come and the joy that is felt as the heart opens and expands? When you are desperate, empty, in despair, and fatigued, reach out to Elizabeth Joyce and Let's Find Out for strength, goodwill, cooperation, and kindness. Many of your questions will be answered here. Let's Find Out is a program that does exactly what it says. It finds out. Please write to me or email me with your questions and interests on spiritual growth and the workings of the universe. Somehow, some way, and through someone, we will find your answers. This program is about you. The archives are full of infinite material. If you have missed this show in its entirety, or any other show on BBS Radio, you can catch up during the week by accessing the archives. Share with the kindred spirits who are journeying along with you on how they pursue higher levels of consciousness through light, energy, chakras, angels, reincarnation, prophecies, alternative medicine, spiritual retreats, and much, much more. And unlike religion, spirituality allows for interpretation, your third eye awakening, and manifesting of a calmness that comes from spending time with your loved ones and sharing with others. So let's begin by listening to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce. Good evening, everybody. This is going to be a very special night. Let's Find Out is dedicated to love during the month of February. February is heart month. It's also love month. But the energies, these astrological energies, are very, very rare, bringing in the possibility to heal relationships, meet your soulmate, rebuild or work on the relationships that you're already in, and bringing your whole life up a notch or two. And of course, I have the perfect guest. Sharon Lynn Wythe is on tonight. She is the founder of Nemeology Science. We had her on before, and we had such a great response. Everybody wants to ask Sharon about their names and their lovers. We have people hanging on. Please just hang on a few more minutes. I want to tell you a little bit about Sharon. She is recognized internationally as a name expert, and she can determine one's strengths, challenges, and the purpose of one's life by deciphering a person's name. Charon created nemiology science, the study of the placement of the letters in a name. And after 15 years of research, followed by 3 years of testing her theories in over 70 countries, including Russia, India, and China, she continued to develop how to interpret names over the next 17 years, which is why nemiology science is so accurate today. She wanted to see if her methodology held true in different languages, and indeed it has proven to do so. The greatest gift that came from developing nemiology was being able to see all people as one, as our basic desires remain the same regardless of where we live, what cultures we're experiencing, who we support, and all that. Over the years, she has been able to aid others and make their lives better. She has supported thousands of people around the world who understand themselves better, and relationships improve. Communication improves, which is definitely what we need in this day and age. Today, she assists HR departments of different businesses in narrowing down the candidates to be interviewed. She assists lawyers on how to present cases to judges and the couples and families on how to better communicate with each other, especially parents and children. She also creates names for new businesses, new products, and when people wish to change their name, her best-selling book, Know the Name and Know the Person, is extremely helpful. The book has won awards for excellence in writing. Charon is a frequent guest on radio shows and television. She has her own radio show, and it's wonderful to have her here tonight. Hello, Charon.
Nice to be with you, Elizabeth. Thanks for having me back.
Oh, it's a thrill. We have calls. We are lined up. Would you like to begin answering some Valentine questions?
Sure.
I have Gani from Los Angeles. I hope I'm saying it right. G-A-N-I. And she was born on...
I don't need the birthday. You're the astrologer. I just do the names.
Okay. Well, I thought I'd say it anyway. It's January 17th, 43. Hello, Gani. How are you? Welcome to Let's Find Out.
Fine, thank you. I don't know if you needed my birth name or my nickname.
I can just use the name that you're going by, but I need at least the first initial of the last name.
Okay, the first name starts with a G, Jenny, and the initial of the last name is an R.
Okay, and do you spell it with an I or a Y?
A Y, G-E-N-N-Y.
Okay, and do you have a specific question or you just want me to give you general?
General would be nice.
Okay, so you've been taught that truth is really important and you bought that in hook, line, and sinker. And so you want the truth. You're always seeking for the truth. It's like you're a detective and you're going after what's true and what's not true and wanting to get to the bottom of everything. You have a really good memory and great organization. People would almost say that you have a photographic memory only in the areas of your interest, though, because of course, if you're not interested, who cares anyway? You know, you're a chameleon. You can get along with any group that you want to. The real key is, do you want to? You're really here as an agent of change. You can help people be flexible. You can help them adapt. That's something that you've learned how to do fairly well because most people are afraid of change. And you kind of like take a breath and go, okay, here we go. You know, change happens. And so that's really great. But people have learned to trust you. And so they come in and they dump all their problems on you because they expect and get really good advice from you.
Well, yep. You're right, because people can come to me.
Great response.
Yes, and I solve a lot of problems. I'm going to be a trustee in a horrible trustee case, and I've been studying for months, you know, the bank records and everything, and so I am a detective. Everybody jokes that I'm a detective.
You are. You're great.
Thank you so much.
I wish you a lot of luck, and thank you for calling Let's Find Out. We'll go on to
other calls.
Be sure to contact Charon offline. We'll give the information during the show. Now we have Jill from Massachusetts, born on February 24th, 61. So her birthday's right here. Hello, Jill.
Hi.
Hi. What did you want to ask Charon tonight?
I guess just a general reading.
Okay, and it's J-I-L-L, and then I need the first letter of your last name.
Yes, it's R.
Okay, Thank you. So, Jill, you're all about learning your lessons all through people. Family takes a lot of your time and attention. They are your greatest teachers, but you're all about learning through relationships. You know, all of us come and we learn all of our lessons through one of three pathways, either finances or health or relationships. You chose relationships and then to major in family relationships. You're a fabulous writer. You have really good skills and talents. I don't know if you're using it or not. It may come later in the second half of your life. According to where all your letters are, but you're absolutely brilliant. And then it's very interesting because it says you have the ability to make a fortune. You also have the ability to lose a fortune and then remake it again. And so hopefully when you learn it the first time, you don't have to go through the cycle a second time, but you absolutely have brilliance all around you, and you can think both inside and outside the box, and a lot of self-confidence. So I'd say go for it. And you're very good at including other people, you know, and not leaving anybody out because you like to be included. So that's really brief. There's a lot in the name.
Well, that's great, Jill. Sounds like, what do you do for work?
I'm a nurse.
Oh, that's wonderful. You can use all of that brilliance to help people heal. That's really wonderful. Yes. Thank you for calling. Let's find out. And please keep in touch.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. We're going to move on to Sharon from Florida. And she's a March 11th. It looks like she's 11/26. Is that right, Sharon?
No. Hi, Elizabeth. November 25.
November 25. And what is the initial of your last name?
B as in boy.
What do you have, Sharon?
Okay, Sharon, the major thing for you is you have got to be free. Freedom is so important to you. You have a tendency to be a workaholic and to overshare with people, which means you're just looking out and doing a lot of stuff for them that they could actually do for themselves. You have a really good logical, deductive mind, a very good memory. But the most important thing for you, because you can learn anything, is literally keeping your freedom. It's like if somebody tries to put you underneath their thumb, all you want to do is when you get out is to stay out. Okay, so as long as somebody can take you for who you are and allow you to come and go how you want to come and go, you're very loyal and you'll come home every night. But the minute somebody tries to control you, it's like they're smothering you or choking you and you can't wait to get away. You have a ton of good qualities and characteristics. You've got to watch out for competition in relationships. That's your challenge in your name. So something else you'd like to know?
We're, you know, out after 23 years of marriage, single and looking for that love. So I'm just wondering what's going on. Been a quiet Valentine.
Well, what is your husband's first name?
Pardon?
What is your husband's first name?
My ex-husband.
Your husband, as I call him.
Yeah.
I call those people the husband.
The husband. Like that.
Well, he was husband and he is no more, but that way we don't put a negative connotation on him. You know, it's like, go your own way. Thank you very much. But you don't want to put any negative things out there.
I like that. I like that much better than an ex.
Yeah, because an ex means you want to cancel them out for good. And so, anyway, I always use the term husband.
I like it, too, because it means that you're accepting that he's a person and that you once cared for him and that you both learned from each other, whatever it was. It's very very caring.
Absolutely. I agree. I don't think you can have a family and be married 23 years and not have shared some type of love, intimacy. That's unique to you two forever.
It's even more important.
Yeah. So, Sharon, you were saying you're out there looking for love, right? You want somebody who has like an O for a first vowel, okay? And then you want a leader. You need somebody who's smart. So they need to have an S, a J, a W in their name, preferably close to the front of the first name. It's okay if it's close to the front of the last name, because it means they were taught to do that instead of having it innately. But you don't suffer fools easily. So you need somebody with some intelligence, and you need somebody with some grounding in them, because you're very practical. So if the name starts with a B, a C, an N, all of those are good. I would avoid for you anybody whose name starts with an M. And the reason for that is, you know how I talked about you like your freedom? You won't get it with them.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, no Michaels, Sharon.
Yeah, right. No, nothing.
Oh, I had two Michaels once.
Okay. Anyway,
this is so much fun. Thank you for calling, Sharon. Thank you for listening. I appreciate it.
Oh, Elizabeth, it was great. And Sharon, you're just wonderful. I heard you before, and I hope to meet you someday.
Oh, me too. Me too.
Thank you, lady.
Yeah, we'll have to get together and do a seminar, Sharon. We'll do an intensive and have them all come. It would be fun. We have another caller. We have Athena from New Jersey. She's an April baby. No, I'm sorry. She's a February baby, February 19th.
Oh, it's Ethna.
Ethna.
It's E-I-T-H-N-E. And oh, the okay. First initial is G.
Ethna, I like that. Now she knows the spelling.
Thank you.
What do you see for her, Sharon?
Okay, so it's really interesting. You are all about beauty, and you love beauty, and you notice how everything is around you all the time. So like if you walk by a picture and it's crooked on the wall, you got to straighten it out, because it's just more beautiful that way. Okay.
Yes.
You're always paying attention, even though you don't always say something. So I look at your name and I say, man, if I'm going shopping for clothes, I want you to go with me, because you're going to be really honest. That looks good. Oh, don't buy that one. You know?
Yeah, because I am good at that. I'm not focused on it, though.
Well, it doesn't say it, but it says like you're all here to bring beauty. And that's part of bringing beauty to the world, because you notice those things. Okay. But it says you have a really generous heart, and you have some time management challenges because of your generosity. So like you'll help somebody get their stuff done, and then at the end of the day, you still have your stuff to do. Okay. But their stuff is done. They get
okay.
to go home. So
right.
you're very competitive. You want to be at the top of your game, and you're competitive with you. So it's really nice. You're not competing with others. You just need to be the best that you can out there. And you've got this lucky streak in your name where you can land on your feet. When people have the kind of lucky streak I see in your name, I think, you know what, take risks. You know, make sure that the risk is honest, that you're going to learn something, and that it creates a win-win situation if you're working with somebody else. And if it meets those three criteria, take that risk. You know, go for it, because you got this lucky streak. Even if you screw up, you'll end up landing on your feet somehow. And
I've had a lot of difficulty with money, though, and
well,
it's limiting me.
That's because, okay, I was just going to say to that next, that you have in your name, your challenge is that sometimes you want to confront or combat, okay? And anytime that energy comes up, it pushes finances away. So if you accept, or if you don't combat, because that's a push away, instead, you switch that energy around. When you feel like you want to combat, you just take a really deep breath and you say, okay, this is as it is. I'm not going to fight this. I'm just going to say I disagree. And then when you don't fight it, you don't put out that push energy, you can bring that money to you a lot faster.
Well, that,
I feel like I've had trouble with it for a long time, though.
Well, it's in the name. So it says it's a learning.
Not only that, it's also in your thought processes, which is another subject that I deal with. And it's in how you think. Money is energy. You are blissful, bountiful, and beautiful. Money comes to me and flows through me and back out to do the good. And you have to know that and say that over and over and over again as a mantra to change your block. The energy blocks have been set there from when you were very little and when you first learned about your character, and we learn about our character between 3 and 5. So the mantra is, again, money comes to me and flows through me and back out to do the good. That doesn't take away the character traits that Sharon is talking about, but it helps to improve and refine them.
Yeah, I just hope I'm able to take advantage of some of the things she mentioned, because I feel a little shut down and limited right now.
But when you feel that way, you have to shake it off because the more you feel that way, the more you will be. That's not your truth. Your truth is money comes to me and flows through me and back out to do the good and be open to the flow and watch the change. It will happen. You're going to have a good month. Thank you so much for calling.
Thanks, dear. All right. Bye-bye.
We have Danielle on the phone from Pennsylvania. Is this my Danielle?
It is.
So, Sharon, it's Danielle, and her last name begins with a C.
Okay.
Correct.
So, Danielle, you're all about wanting to make the world a better place. Okay. And you have really good writing skills. You have a really good sense of self, and you have generosity of spirit. You have a tendency to work too hard and do other people's work for them. Okay. Because you know, you need to get that job done. And sometimes everybody doesn't, you know, do their parts. And so you step in and do their part for them. But at the end of the day, you can be really a couch potato if you want to. It's like, okay, I'm done for the day. Don't ask me to get up even to go to the bathroom. You know, I'm done. It's really interesting in your name because you came to learn about the divine, whatever your definition is of the divine, of that higher authority. Your whole name says you came to learn as much as you can about the divine. So your name suggests that meditation would be really good for you and get you where you want to go from where you came to do. The one thing that there's always a warning in a name, and I just want to give you one of them. And that is that when your emotions get hit, if you get sideswiped type of thing, like all of a sudden something happens and your emotions go cattywampus, that's not the time to make any big decision, because anytime your emotions get hit, it's like you're not thinking as clearly because you kind of, for a moment or so, lose your self-confidence. And so you always want to get those emotions right back in line, because when your emotions are in line, you're dynamite.
That pretty much sounds like me.
Yes, it does. And you are dynamite. I know you are. It sounds like you. I'm so pleased you called.
Can I ask a question real quick?
Sure.
So I was wondering about my husband and I and our communication. That's what I was wondering
okay.
about.
What's his first name, please?
Michael.
Okay. Actually, this is good. This is good. What gets in the way is sometimes both of you have a strong sense of self. And sometimes it's like the selves are competing with each other instead of cooperating. He wants to be inclusive, but he has a tendency to do things the hard way. And you're very practical and efficient, so you want it done quick and easy and fast. Okay? But he forgets how he did something if he doesn't make it more difficult to do. And so there's times when it's just frustrating for you because you're watching him do things the hard way that you know that's a lot easier to do that way. But if you know that he has to do that and able to get his memory going, you just step back and let him do his process. He means really well. He'll be a good provider always because that's in his name. It's like he needs your backing. And there are times when you can be such a workaholic, you just want to go get out of my way. Let me just do it already. But if you step behind and you let him lead, he will blossom, and then you'll realize that by you saying what you don't want, you'll get what you do want. Now, how does that work? It's like if you don't want to cook one night, so he comes home and you say, you know, because you really want to be taken out for dinner, you say, you know, honey, I don't want to cook tonight. Then he loves to problem solve for you. So he can say, well, we could order in, we could go out, whatever. And he says, okay, so what restaurant do you want to go to? You don't give him that answer. You let him lead. So you say, I don't want to go to the Japanese restaurant or the Mexican restaurant tonight. And that way he can pick something else. And so if you always say what you don't want, he'll give you what you do want. And the more you do that, the more leading he will be. And the more he leads, the happier you're going to be with him. And he loves to lead.
That makes perfect sense.
Oh, that's great. Nothing like a little
thank
learning.
You.
You're so welcome.
Thank you, Danielle, for calling.
Yeah. Anyway, those are good names together, by the way. You can have a long, long relationship with those names.
Good to know.
I thought he was my soulmate, so.
Danielle, give Sharon your son's name.
My what?
Your son. Give her your son's name.
My son's name is Herbert, H-E-R-B-E-R-T, and his last name starts with a D.
And how old is he right now?
12.
Okay, you need to teach him about sex really early and now when it's almost too late. Okay, he has all this sexual energy and he doesn't know what to do with them. So I hope he's in sports because he's got to get that out of his body somehow. But he really needs to know about sexuality and your impressions on sexuality. And what I would do to teach it to him, really, because you guys have spirituality and you're learning about, you know, the divine, I would get out just red, blue, and yellow. And say, pick a color. We're going to play with that color. And let him pick one of those primary colors. And then bring out all these other colors and say, how many different colors can you make mixing your color with these other colors? And when he's done all of that and played with it, then you say, okay, all these colors that you've made, see if you can't get it back to your original color. Add, subtract, do whatever you have to do, get it back to the original. Well, you know you can't because you only offered him primary colors. And when he gets frustrated because everything just keeps getting darker and murky and everything, and it gets uglier and he gets frustrated and he wants to stop, he goes, why do you have me do this? Then you look at him and you say, that color that you picked, that is your auric field. And that every time you have sex with somebody else, they are one of these other colors. And you're changing your color because you mix it together. And so you've got to wait to have sex until you can find somebody else that has your same initial color. Sure. If not, when you have sex, you're going to get a new color. You can never go back. And that way, it'll be a picture for him, and he'll really look at that because this boy of yours, bless his heart, is going to be interested in sex and sex early. And that way, it'll stop him because he'll always see those pictures.
That's neat. I love it. Don't you, Danielle?
Yeah, that's really neat. I hadn't ever heard of that, or I probably would have never thought of that, but that's a really good way to explain it to somebody of his age.
Yes. Well, you can tell I've been a school teacher, right?
And a little scary to think he's already thinking about that stuff.
Yeah, he is. He is. And he's a perfectionist, so he's got to learn how sometimes you do something that's good enough, and sometimes you really do want it to be perfect, but you've got to. He's got to learn that distinguishing. You know, when is good enough all right?
All right,
hon. Thanks for calling. Let's find out. We have more people calling in, Sharon. We have Teresa from New York. Hello, Teresa.
Hello.
Can you spell your name for Sharon?
Sure. T-H-E-R-E-S-A.
First initial of your last name.
And that would be the married name or the maiden name?
Doesn't matter as long as you tell me which one it is.
Okay, V.
And is it maiden or married?
That's married.
And that's okay. V, like Victor.
Okay, so we were just talking about sexuality for this boy. It's really nice in your name because your name indicates that when you have physical touch of any kind, that settles you down. It's almost like that's a pacifier or a peaceful thing. And you get out any stress when you're having physical touch. You know, even holding hands is great. And that's in your name. You decided it was really important to be likable, but you didn't want to change who you are and able to get liked. So it's like you made yourself likable. And if they don't like you, oh, well, too bad for them, you know, because you're going to be who you are. Okay. You have a real thing about truth. You don't like it when somebody lies to you. And it's like, if they do, it's like, yeah, I don't want to have anything to do with you anymore. And you may have to be polite to them, but you're always kind of like on guard. If, you know, like once they don't, you don't trust them, you don't trust them. Right. And at the same time, you have a real rebellious streak. You don't like to be told what to do. You don't mind being asked. And then you're pretty complacent. But the minute somebody starts giving you directions and telling you what to do, it's like you're going, oh, yeah, hell no, I'm not going to do that. And the rebelliousness comes up. And then it spreads to other things that earlier you would have been willing to do, but now you don't want to do any of it.
Right.
You have that same lucky streak that I was talking about earlier. You've got a really great name for progress in this lifetime in the direction of spirituality. So I hope you're doing some kind of a spiritual practice and able to really push that forward. Because you've got it in your name that if you give like 10 minutes of effort that would normally give you or give a regular person, like, let's say 10 hours of reward for that. If you give 10 minutes of effort, you're going to get like 10 days of reward for that. So I really hope you've got some kind of a spiritual practice in place.
Okay. I did. I will go back to it. Yeah. Yeah.
Idea. We really need that now. And if you have any questions about that, Teresa, that's what I do. You can go to my website, new-visions.com, and read about how to set up your spiritual practice. Plus, we have a prayer room. So I'd love to hear from you offline, and I really thank you for calling Let's Find Out.
Oh, thank you so much.
Good night. One more, and then we'll go to break. Sharon, we have Debbie from North Carolina.
Hello.
Okay. Hi, Debbie. Do you spell it with a Y or an IE?
IE.
Okay, and the first letter of your last name?
E.
Okay, so you're all about coming from the heart, and you've got to really be watchful that people don't take advantage of that because you have a really good heart. It's like you're a natural caretaker, and you want to make sure everybody around you is okay. And so you're the problem solver, and you go around and you literally solve their problems, but then you do it for them also. So because you're really concerned about everybody else, and you have such generosity. You're very independent. Very competitive. You're competitive with everybody. It's like you're going to be the best you can be out there, and you're going to compete with you. You're going to compete with others. You just want to end up, you know, on the good side of whatever it is that you're going after. It's interesting because everything, according to your name, that you're doing is based on your understanding of your relationship with the divine. And it's like you're looking at that definition of this is what's right and that's what's wrong before you're going forward. But you're really a good person, very independent. I would just be watchful that you don't get used by other people. Instead, they can utilize your services, but I hope there's a fair exchange in there and that you're not being taken advantage of.
Well, that was a dead on. I'm a hospice nurse.
Oh,
here we go.
What a beautiful thing, though, Sharon. It's a very difficult thing, and I know that you really have to give a lot of love in such a case. But, you know, the person that you're working with does respond in a spiritual way. It's a very, very high service. It really is, Debbie, and I honor you for that.
Well, I love doing it.
Well, you're a good person for that because you got a lot of heart.
Well, thank you.
One of my wonderful spiritual teachers, Sharon, told me that the greatest gift that we can give another person, besides put a smile on their face, is to help them cross over. That is the gift, to help them find the love and the peace so that they can exit. And that's what hospice does. So I really have to tip my hat off to her.
You know, when somebody's still here on the planet, I was always taught that and I went through the Monroe Institute and learned how to help people cross on the etheric plane. But I learned from here, Eugene Whitworth taught me when I studied with him. He's the author of Nine Faces of Christ. He taught me that the best thing we can do for everybody all the way through every single day is to believe in somebody when they're having a hard time believing in themselves and to hold that energy for them as much as we could.
That's true. And, of course, we do that with our family members, with our children. And that, of course, helps us release judgment and does bring forth something what I call harmony. You don't have to agree with them. You just have to love them where they are. Because if you're a senior in high school, it's hard to be friends with a kindergartner. Right, Sharon?
Yeah, you babysit them. That's it. You're not their friend.
Yes, sir. And just let people feel more comfortable, and then you'll feel more likable, and people will always like you. We're going to take a break, and we will be back with Sharon after our messages. We are still taking calls, and the phone number to call in is, let me just find it. Give me one second here.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and now it's time for our weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of February 19th through February 25th, 2018. With the sun in, I want to sleep a little bit longer and hit that snooze button, Pisces. And the moon in, let's get out of bed and get moving, Aries. Perhaps some bargain shopping on President's Day is just the thing. Also, a combination of a little extra dream time and light exercise will help get your juices going. With not much happening in the cosmos this week, it's a good week to take a breather. Adding to the dreamy Pisces energy is the love planet this week. Venus is aligning with fantasy Neptune on Wednesday morning for the only time this year. This makes for gentle conversations and a softness in the atmosphere. It also brings a good mixture of shared love and unconditional love. There can be several outcomes from this energy: artistic creations, publishing success, financial advancement, spiritual awareness, and of course, romance. On the downside, since we've just had two goodbye eclipses, it could bring an unpleasant experience, such as sharp words and wanting to escape from the harshness. Have a gentle morning on Wednesday. It will be easier for you to focus your attention on Wednesday afternoon when mental Mercury and Sirius Saturn work in harmony with each other. Friday has numerous emotional and mental challenges. They are not big and bad, so just flow with the change of emotions rather than getting stuck on anything that might upset you. It would be wise to avoid packing your schedule too tightly on Friday. Just be flexible and flow with the energies. Saturday is a more relaxed day, with the evening being best for sharing a meal with those who are in your inner circle. Sunday can bring a bit of confusion and miscommunication. It's certainly not the best time to make decisions, especially about love or finances. Hold off until March opens. Allow the love and harmony of the last days of February, the month of love, comfort you and wash away any forms of disharmony. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And now, let's get back to tonight's program. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I wanted to let everyone know that my new book, a memoir, called Unlimited Realities, is now available on Amazon.com. It just got released from the publisher this week. This memoir is the life of a gifted seer and healer, how a woman transcends from pain and sorrow as destiny taps her on the shoulder. Rather than just shrugging off her problems, she began to gaze inward and upward. She became spiritually awakened and floated above her body, gaining wisdom and knowledge. When I was 8, I became ill with a touch of TB. We lived in Ridgewood, New Jersey, but Mother had grown up in Warner, New Hampshire, where her mother and family still lived. I was shipped up to Grandma's to live for a year, which was the beginning of saving my soul as well as my life. When Dick Clark was with us, he reviewed the America Bandstand chapter of Unlimited Realities and absolutely loved it. He said that Unlimited Realities would make a great read. So order yours now at Amazon.com, or you can order it from my website, www.new-visions.com. Don't miss this one. It is a great read and shows you a lot about now as well as the hereafter and what happens to us after we pass from this earth plane. Thank you for listening to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I wanted to tell you about my semi-annual spiritual intensive, which is planned for the weekend of February 24th and 25th, 2018. If you're serious about creating change, living in your true place in the universe, and working with your spiritual gifts that are your birthright, then this is the workshop for you. As many of you know, I only teach this twice a year, and miracles have occurred from experiencing this workshop. It's time to pull off the veil from your faces, not only so you can see who you really are, but so that you can see your neighbor and begin connecting with them at this time. This is the time of oneness with humanity. So, how much humanity can you express in your life? As we enter this new world of wakefulness, let's get caught up in the joy and excitement of realizing and embracing the new awareness that's coming to this world. Embrace the world with all it has to offer as well as all the other worlds in this universe. Experience deep meditation, unlock your blocks, move beyond your boundaries, and begin to open your spiritual chakras. Experience ascension while manifesting your soul's purpose, the energy and tools that you will bring away with you from this workshop will enhance your life and beyond that. The time to begin is now. Where? The James Laurel House in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, in beautiful Bucks County. When? The weekend of February 24th and 25th, 2018. Time? 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., giving you time to look around the town and enjoy the many restaurants in the evening that are available. For further information, go to Elizabeth Joyce's website, new-visions.com, or you can call Elizabeth to register, 215-996-0646. Looking forward to working with each and every one of you and watching you shed, grow lighter, and evolve closer to the divine. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I would like you to be a guest on my BBS radio show, Let's Find Out. It's a live internet radio show on bbsradio.com at Station 2. We discuss holistic health modalities, ESP, psychic services, New Age books, and much, much more. BBS Radio has a great worldwide listenership, and we utilize an over 6,000 name email list every week to promote our guests. This is really a great way to advertise yourself, your business, your interests, your books or products, to promote yourself and your website and gain credibility. You will love this. Being on the air is really a lot of fun. The show is an hour long, and you can talk about yourself and promote your gifts and your talents any way you please. We will create a list of 15 questions or more that I will ask you during the show to focus on that which you want to promote. I would love to book you as a guest for the show. We are on Sunday nights live at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If this sounds like something you would like to do, please send me an email for the Let's Find Out agreement form and all the details. My email is elizabeth.joyce.bbsradio@gmail.com. We are now booking air dates between February and May of 2018. Thank you for your consideration.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471. In the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
When Johnny Jones was serenading Mary, he sure could quote a lot of poetry, but he'd much rather tell her what he learned in his speller when they both attended PS 33.
A.
You're adorable.
B.
You're so beautiful.
See,
you're a cutie full of charms.
D,
you're a darling. And
E,
you're exciting.
F,
you're a feather in my arm.
G,
you look good to me.
H,
you're so heavenly.
I,
you're the one I idolize.
J, J.
We're like Jack and Jill.
K.
You're so kissable.
L.
Is the love light in your eyes? M N O P.
You could go on all day.
Q R S T.
Alphabetically speaking, you're okay. You
made my life complete.
V.
Means you're awfully sweet. WXYZ. It's fun to wander through the alphabet with you. To tell
us what?
I mean, to tell you what you mean to me.
We love you, alphabet.
Well, I love that song. I know it's Perry Como and it's back in the good old days, but it's called A, You're Adorable. And he just did it so well. It's perfect for tonight with our guest, Sharon, who's here with her Nemeology Science. Don't you like that song, Sharon?
Oh, I really did. I enjoyed it. And I always like Perry Como's voice is just smooth. You know, it's really pleasant to listen to.
So relaxing. Well, we're here talking about nemeology. So tell us a little bit, are the letters in the name, can the letters in your name make people that you know like you more?
Yes, or I think subconsciously we all get it. And then after we've dealt with enough people of the same name, some of us will go, oh, I don't want to deal with anybody with that name anymore, you know, type of thing. Because we don't know why, we just know there's something there. And so, you know, so many people are saying we have less and less number of seconds to make our first impression. And it's very easy to do once you just know what the vowels mean, which is just chapter two in the book. And once, because that's our communication style. So once you know what those, you know, the vowels mean, you know what to say to whom right away. And so many times, like on an airplane, people will now say, okay, you get to be my new BFF, you know, and it's just literally because when they say their name, you know what to say and do. And it opens up doors. And the one thing, especially from the people that have learned some of the nemeology things, even if it's only first vowels in the first name, is that the judgments stop because you can see everybody as a whole and you can see what they came to share and what they came to give. And, you know, how to solve our problems is also sitting in our name. Just like with Herbert, the reason I went to paint was because Herbert is a tactile learner. And he's a kinesthetic learner. So he has to touch, he has to feel. So if you want to get something across to him, you've got to know that he's got to participate in an activity. So if I was going to do something about sex to somebody that had a different name, I wouldn't use that method. I'd use whatever method they're going to learn by.
All right. Well, we have another caller. This is our last one tonight. Simone from Pennsylvania is here. Hello,
yes.
Simone, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello.
So let's find out. Can you spell your name for Sharon?
Sure. S-I-M-O-N-E.
And the first letter of your last name?
G.
Okay. So you can learn anything and you like learning new things. And it's really interesting. You want the teacher like right next to you while you're learning something. Because if you make a mistake, you want instant, you know, correction. Or if you have a question, you want instant answers. But once you've learned the foundations, you want to build the building yourself. So the minute you've learned the foundations, it's like, how fast can you get rid of that person that's now been sitting next to you, showing you? It's like, okay, go away. I got it. Go leave me alone. Because you hate to be micromanaged. And the minute you've actually caught on, it's like, okay, now you're micromanaging, you know, like get away. So it's interesting. You know, you're very inclusive. And what you like, you really, really like. And what you don't like, you just don't want to do. You know, it's really hard to get you to do something that you don't want to do because you take those things that you like to the extreme. But you are about relationships. You're about inclusivity. You're about being a natural leader. If you're not the assigned leader for a group, then it doesn't matter what the assigned leader says. When people forget, or they need clarification, they come to you instead of the assigned leader because you're the natural leader.
You just have natural leadership abilities. You have a very deductive reasoning mind. Anything that's step-by-step approach, like math, mechanics, music, computers, anything that has a process, you are really good at and you catch on to. What's interesting in your name is that you know how to nurture, but you don't want to be told who, when, or where. You want to decide all for yourself. And you have this real nice generosity. And it's like you have a lot of influence coming from outside of you. It's like a lot of people around you want you to change instead of looking at themselves. So you may feel like pressure a lot that other people are always trying to tell you what to do and to change. And yet you're not here to listen to that.
Well, Simone, I know one thing. You would be wonderful on jury duty, wouldn't she, Sharon?
Yes, because she's not going to be influenced by everybody around. She's going to really listen to the facts and then come out with, hey, this is how it's supposed to be.
Do you work for lawyers? You'd be great working for lawyers.
Actually, I do work in a legal setting, and so I do work with pension lawyers.
Oh, neat.
And I do love jury duty, which is interesting. I really love serving jury duty.
See, that's cool. I work with some lawyers and helping them pick who gets to be on the jury. I look at their names and go, you don't want these, you do want those for this case.
That is so neat. So maybe you can help Tony DiNozzo write his TV show, Bull.
Yeah, really.
Well, thank you for calling, Simone. And Sharon, thank you so much for being with us. You know our time is over. We have to get ready for the meditation. But I'd love to have you on, like maybe once every 6 weeks we can have you on, because so many people write in. And you know what I'm going to tell you, secret? You are better than the psychics when it comes to character and being able to tell how to get along with others. Very, very, very good.
Well, it's all sits in the name. And if people want to know more, they can go to my website, which is knowthename.com.
Great. And we have you up on the BBS radio people guests, and they know how to reach you from there. And so hopefully you'll be hearing some people offline. Thank you so much. And maybe we'll have you on again in April.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Good night. And now it's time for our meditation. And we're going to have that beautiful song by Elizabeth Hepburn. It's called And Peace Begins. And that song, And Peace Begins, was written by Jonathan Trueblood, who is an American Indian. And I just love that an American Indian wrote that song. It's gorgeous. We're going to be getting ready now. Next week, we have Frank St. James back on, and he'll be answering your questions about your Valentine and your love as we close down the wonderful month of February. This is Elizabeth Joyce. Thank you for listening, and get ready for the meditation. Good night.
Guarantee we make our choices every day. When peace is ours, we radiate it. It only comes when we create it. It's up to you, it's up to me.
And now it's time for the Let's Find Out weekly meditation. Please sit in a chair with both feet flat on the floor and legs uncrossed. Keeping your spine straight, take a deep breath. Release the breath, take another deep breath. Release the breath. One more deep breath. Release the breath. Closing your eyes, lean back, and soak in the music of Richard Schulman and Ascension Harmonics. This piece is called Love. Love is the master. Love is the one who masters all things. I am mastered totally by love, by my passion of love for love. I have grown sweet as sugar. O furious wind, I am only a straw before you. How could I know where I would be blown to next? Whoever claims to have made a pact with destiny reveals himself as a liar and a fool. What is any one of us but a straw in a storm? How could anyone make a pact with a hurricane? God is working everywhere. His massive resurrection is coming. How can we pretend to act on our own? In the hand of love, I am like a cat in a sack. Sometimes love hoists me into the air. Sometimes love flings me into the air. Love swings me around and around like a Ferris wheel. I have no peace in this world or any other, unless the lovers of God have fallen on me in a furious river of rippling energy. The love force has surrendered itself to love's command. Like milkweeds, they turn day and night, night and day, constantly turning and turning and crying out, reaching for more, expanding for more, filling my heart with more. Stay close to my heart, I pray. Stay close to my heart and to the one who knows your ways, your blessed higher self. come into the shade of the tree that always has fresh flowers. Don't stroll idly through the bazaar or the perfume makers. Stay in the shop of the sugar seller. If you don't find true balance, anyone can deceive you. Anyone can trick out anything of straw and make you glad for taking it. Don't squat with a bowl before every boiling pot. In each pot on fire, you find very different things. Not all are sugar cans, not all have sugar, and not all emptiness winds up at a peak. Not all eyes possess vision, and not every sea is full of pearls. O nightingale with your voice of dark honey, go on lamenting. Only in your drunken ecstasy can pierce the rock's hard heart. Surrender yourself, and if you cannot be welcomed by a friend, know that you are rebelling inwardly like a thread, like a vibration that doesn't want to go through the needle's eye. The awakened heart is a lamb. Protect it by the hem of your robe. Hurry and get out of this wind, for the weather is turning bad. And when you have left this storm, you will become a fountain. You will find a friend, and there will always be one nearby to nourish your soul. And with your soul always green, you will grow tall like a tree, flowering and leafing always with sweet, light fruit, whose growth is within your interior. Take a deep breath. Release the breath and melt into the music of Richard Schulman and love.